All right. It's been a couple of weeks since I've done this, too, so I might have forgotten how to do this. So just give me a moment.
I'm sure you haven't.
I haven't just sat here and talked in a while. So, that doesn't make any sense. But talk like we're doing here. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up like we normally do. So I'm going to say the script for all of our Boneside Best Buds. This is what it looks like whenever we're basically setting up an episode. I sit here and tell everybody that I'm going to read the script, and then everybody's quiet for a moment, and then I introduce everybody one by one, and then I will go into the Zoom chat, and I will name off the extra peeps, the extra Boneside Best Buds in the chat, and say hey to everybody, and then we're going to kick it off. So let's go. Hello, Boneside friends. This is Evan Pardue of Underhill Boneside, and welcome to episode 100 of Little Things for Boneside People. We made it. This is the Little Things Pizza Party. Welcome to the party, I guess. Welcome to the show. It is still the year 2024, the year of the Wood Dragon. We are at the very, very tail end. We're about to get into the holidays here. So we got a lot of things to talk about on this episode, of course. And we've got a full crew. This is the most people that we've had not only talk on the show at one time, but also we have Boneside Best Buds in the chat going to be asking questions and hanging out with us and sharing their thoughts on our show over the past year or even just overall. Yeah, whatever you guys think. So starting off with, but not in any particular order, I'm not choosing favorites here, so don't get butthurt, guys. But I'm going to start off my list with Mike Lane of Kitsune Boneside. How's it going, Mike?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good to be back.
Yeah, we haven't talked to you in a minute. We can get a little bit of an update, see what's been going on with you, man. But before we do, I'll also introduce my other co-host, Carmen Lesko-Bianski. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty excellent. Michigan's doing fine.
Michigan's cold, man. It's,
yep.
It's very cold. It was, the wind chill was negative 7 yesterday.
Yeah, welcome back to your home.
Woo!
No, but I mean, seriously.
So chilly. Well, thank you.
Congratulations on finishing up and going back.
Thanks. Well, tis lovely to be here.
We'll talk more about the weather with Carmen in a moment after we also introduce one of our OG Boneside, not Boneside Best Buds, but Boneside Best Bud and also Little Things original show host, Nate Murray of The Boot Boneside. How's it going, Nate?
What's up, guys? I feel like there needs to be some sort of sign thrown up when every time you say OG.
OG, yeah. Original gardener.
I've never been good at throwing that up. Is it just two peace signs?
I'm not going to throw up any gang signs, you know, but that was.
Use sign bonsai. Is there a sign for bonsai? We need to figure that out. There probably is. I wonder if you just spell it. I should ask Patch.
There might. Just a little.
That's great.
And then Our main podcast show sponsor of Joshua Tools, John. How's it going, John of Joshua Roth? I don't know if you want to say your last name or not.
No, it's cool. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's a very cold 60 degrees in California right now.
Oh, it's nice.
The pond outside is frozen here, so 60 sounds so nice.
60 does, yes. It's pretty nice.
I'm not complaining.
You know, in Louisiana, it's the exact same temperature. Wouldn't that be, isn't that interesting?
And in Florida.
Yeah. The weather's great. And then it's such a treat to have the man, the legend, the one that makes us sound so good. And we have to give all the praise to. And this might have to be something. This might have to do something with the Christmas episode we did last year where I didn't thank him. And I just like, I can't come back from that. But maybe I can prove it to Matt O'Donnell, our editor. How's it going, Matt?
It goes. Here I am.
It is going. And our crew is, it's really funny how I'm talking about like, listening on a national level and then the international level and stuff. And all of our people here, apart from Nate, Nate's not too far from the, down the road from me. He's about, 20 minutes from me?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere around there. We got John in California. We got Matt in Nashville, Tennessee. We got Mike, you're in Florida. Carmen in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
So did I miss somebody there? I'm not used to having this many people on. But yeah, We got them everywhere. And then for our best buds that are hanging out with us today, let me go through the list and see if I can catch everyone. So we got J.A.S. Potts.
Woo!
We got Boneside Samurai. Woo!
No, those are woos. They're woos. Woo.
Woo. Chris Bassoon. Joel Jenkins.
Woo.
And Nick V. I don't know if Nick V, what's your Discord or your Patreon name, but you know, I think I got everybody there. And
Nick V. I like a good alias. I like when there's a little anonymity.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us, and feel free to comment in the chats at any moment, ask us questions. We're here for Q&A or just to hang out. If you guys would just say something nice, that's up to y'all. And so we're going to be celebrating episode 100. We're going to be going over the various ins and outs of the show over the past year, and then over the past 100 episodes. I mean, not many podcast shows get to episode 100. There are a lot of podcast shows that run a long time, and there's some really big shows out there, obviously. But when it comes to bonsai shows, it's pretty cool to run this long and have, I mean, I'll kind of go back on the history a little bit after we go through the full intro here. I don't get too stuck in the weeds, pun intended. Yeah. But yeah, I will be talking about that. And then also we do have the scholarship to award to one of our bonsai best buds at, and the scholarship will be awarded to somebody who we believe is the best, not the best, but a, you know, you all of
Sorry,
you are the
you're
best.
You're not the best, but like,
but pretty, he's pretty good. Pretty
you
good.
Are the you are the bonsai bud of the pretty moment.
Good. He's the best person to receive it at this time.
You, the person who receives this award is, in our opinion, that they would be the best candidate and best overall person that deserves to be able to further their education, both with funds to put towards workshops and in-person lectures and classes, and also Joshua Roth tools from John. Thank you, John, again. And then of course, Oscar Junker of Bonsai Empires also put up his amount of money towards online courses. This is like a full like college term of like stuff here. Like this is insane. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I can't wait to announce that. That will be later on in the show, of course. And so like I've said, I can't go much further without mentioning that this show is sponsored by our amazing patrons over at patreon.com/littlethingsforbonsaipeople. You can go over there and be part of awesome, milestones like this for the show. Join us in the chat, you know, come to the Discord and hang out and talk and chat bonsai all day with these amazing people. We have a lot of new best buds. We have a lot of new bonsai friends and all that stuff. And I'll just kind of go through it here. New best buds we got. Okay. So this is kind of silly, but this person just put letters that there's no vowels, so it's FTNRFN, and I cannot pronounce that. But thank you for becoming a new bonsai best bud. Mark Thal, DK, Rico, and Jeremy. And then we have bonsai friends in these are the $1 subscription levels, and we say your name, you know, the time that you subscribe. So it's gonna be Stone, Pete Bisser, Nick Villa, Jean Dominique Coot, Michael Way, and Adam y'all are killing me. Adam Chizzatini. If I butchered that, you know how you know it. If you listen to plenty of episodes, you know what's
going on. It's got
to
be worth the money just to hear it. You know?
Exactly.
That's true.
The person who put FTNRFN.
Yeah. That's fun. They were like, you know what? Let's see how he does with no vowels.
Just give that a shot. And our featured best bud of this week is going to be all of y'all. That's what I put, because this.
Oh,
is
I thought that was somebody's actual name, and I was like, "That's hilarious."
That would be great, though.
No, Carmen, welcome to the South.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Midwesterner, you know, whatever. And we, of course, we got a couple other things going on. But yeah, so yeah, all of y'all. So I'm just going to list off the names now, because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have the will to carry on and do 100 episodes. But no, we really enjoy doing these shows. And it is difficult to do scheduling and coordination, but if it wasn't for our best buds, I have to say, this wouldn't be possible. You guys are the reason why we do it. Starting off our list with, Wallace Woods Pottery, Bonsai Samurai, Retron Studio, Wesley Thompson, Joseph Dudwinke, David Smith, Eddie Fernandez, Byron Myrick, Bonsai Pottery, Chantel Wynn, Hist Warrior, Christina Carforia, David J. Boccaccini, Gilbert Jerez, Sean Seaman, J.M. Stewart, Woodworking, Joshua Roth Limited, Nancy Hoffman, Nate Murray, there you are, Nate, Ben Crehan, Victrina Ridgeway, Timothy Arsenal, Chris Fossoon, J.A.S. Potts, Boneside Marine, A.C. Castle, Luis Torres, Karen Codswell, Austin Atkins, David N., Chase Pertweet, Taylor Peacock, Greenwich Gardens, Backyard, Boneside Australia, Justin Knight, Joel Jenkins. It's not delivery. It's Ryan DiGiorno.
Hey.
Snappy Chappers, Joshua Bentley, Ricky Ruins, Boyd Snellgrove, Vicky Auth, Chunky Trunks. I like that. Mark Malatai.
Chunky Trunks.
You definitely got Carmen with that one.
Yeah.
Draco, Michael Rels, Joseph Gordano, and Kathy Barbazon. Of course, our specimen best buds, Unruh UN. Thank you, Jason, our Jay, and also Bill Bayou, Bill Butler. What's going on? Haven't had you on in a while, but thank you for being our anchor and holding the show down, man. And of course, thank you, John. You're here. You know who you are, Joshua Roth Tools. And then, of course, Matt O'Donnell. You make us sound smart. You clean up the audio. So you can take out embarrassing things like that, but you never do. Make us enjoyable to listen to. Go over to mattodonnell.com to contact Matt. And you can kind of just say it for yourself at this point, because I'm not sure how to say that, but I say it every time because it's in the script and he's an all around awesome guy. So Matt, if somebody really did want to do like a show with you, let's just kind of touch on that for a second. Like, what does that look like right now? Because I know you got your podcast going on.
Yeah. I'm actually, funny enough, talking with a prominent chef literally as we speak about maybe doing a podcast for him. But I want to start off by saying it's funny that you say that it's in the script every time, which makes it sound like you don't care.
But
I'm not saying it because I want to say it. I'm saying it because it's in the script.
All praise thee. I had to put this down. It is in the tome that I have to say this every time.
The incantation of the little things?
Yes.
It's part of the lore.
Yeah. But no, if anyone out there wants to have any work done on a podcast, any kind of audio project, I definitely primarily work in music. Podcasting, making podcasts sound good is sort of a lovely byproduct of owning a bunch of recording gear and knowing how to work it well. I also care about good sound for things. There are too many podcasts out there that sound like trash. I have helped this one not be one of this.
Thank you.
Anyone can go to mattodonnell.com and fill out the contact form and it'll get to me. And we can talk about whatever. So I'm open to all kinds of projects.
That's cool.
I'm not dedicatedly on the road with anyone right now, like for a large amount of dates per year. So I'm pretty flexible at the moment. So come at me.
I have a really stupid idea for a podcast that I'll talk to you about later. But I don't want to.
Stupid ideas.
Great. I don't know if I should say it here because TM. I don't.
No. We gotta get it. Registered with the trademark office before anyone else hears about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really?
It has nothing to do with bonsai. Don't worry. It's
great.
Different topic.
Is it a haunted podcast?
No.
Is it a ghost podcast?
No.
Is it a murder podcast?
It's a lot dumber than that, let me tell you.
Oh, which, podcast.
And those aren't dumb.
My kind of content. But we'll see. Anyway, so like when it comes to podcasting and like talking about how Matt could help you guys out, I mean, don't be shy to like give it a shot. I mean, I'm pretty terrible at recording things and then Matt just makes it sound like gold. So like if you got like a good editor on your side and you have a topic that you really are passionate about and you want to talk about, I mean, there needs to be more content out there. I mean, there's a good amount of bonsai podcast stuff going on out there right now. And I know that there's bonsai podcasting happening all over the world too, which is really awesome. And I don't know how consistent those other shows are and if they're ongoing or sometimes they're short runs, but even if it's not just, like I said, it doesn't have to be bonsai related, just you know, hit up Matt, and we would love to hear anything that you guys are into. I know there's musicians, and I know there's woodworkers, and I know there's people who are passionate about pottery, not just bonsai pottery, but pottery and stuff. And we've had a few of you guys on the show to talk about some of these things. And I think it would be cool just to expand the sphere of all the other stuff we could talk about. But, you know, because there's some other things that we could do with that. But like I said, that's some other projects down the road. So
I want to talk about turtles.
Really? Ooh. Yeah, we're going to do
Lane's
turtle podcast.
I want to hear about turtles.
Well, you do know that I'm the CEO of the California Turtle and Tortoise Club, right?
Exactly. Oh, that is pretty awesome. This is the thing. John has like 100 million topics up his sleeve just because he's in charge of so many different clubs. Yeah. Like, let's talk about turtles. Let's talk about anything else on that list. Like,
everybody who's into bonsai is into tortoises.
Really?
I think that's the thing.
I mean, yeah, at least in Florida, but
I'm not interested in tortoises. So
yeah,
I've never owned a tortoise, but I kind of see where you're coming from.
They're really cute when they eat little flowers. Have you ever seen like little Instagram reels, like all the little tortoises eating their little violets? And it's very cute.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I want to raise like man eating tortoises though.
I don't think they eat people.
Well, if you train them right.
I guess so. The nails, I was at my friend used to work at this place called the Creature Conservancy, and there were some tortoises we were visiting, and the male had like the outgrowths on his shell, and he would like chase you around the enclosure, and like he would like hit you with those like shell horns if you didn't get out of his way, but it was really easy to get out of his way because he was so slow. Right.
That yeah, was really that's funny. Awesome. That's awesome.
Man.
That's I want to go, yeah.
This is the best bonsai podcast I've ever heard.
Tortoise podcast might be a thing. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Does anybody do a podcast on tortoises yet?
Yeah, a couple.
John would know.
So we got a couple of comments here. Chris Bassoon saying that he loves hearing me mispronounce names. Thank you. Chris, you're also in New Orleans. I've done a couple of things with you. Now next time you're around, we'll talk.
Somebody should do the Simpsons thing where they just call in with like weird names, like Seymour Butts for you to pronounce.
Seymour Butts signed up for our Patreon list. Seymour Butts, hello. And then Bonsai Samurai says, I have a tortoise and she loves munching on hibiscus.
See, that's
adorable. What's her name? Does she have a name?
We'll get the name of that.
I gotta know the names of everybody.
If you have a tortoise and you're into bonsai, please let us know.
Please stand up now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let us know.
The tortoise name is Joey.
Joey! Cute. Adorable. I love it.
Let's go over some stats, I guess. Is anyone interested in hearing how the show has been performing? Oh, yeah. Mike Lane's bonsai basketball card. Reach. How long is your reach? how long can you use your scissors?
That'd be good.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, if anyone's interested, the stats on the show thus far, we are at 70,000 downloads overall. Ooh. So we're doing pretty good. That's an interesting number. I mean, because when you go to like Spotify or other listening platforms for music, they don't really show you top hit episodes or anything, because podcasts are normally just kind of just laid out just like a regular season of episodes.
Does it say how many of those are my mom?
Over half.
The analytics will make the filter adjustment. Mike Lane's mother, please.
I don't have any frame of reference for how much 70,000 is compared to any others. So,
I use a different hosting than you guys do. And my like the one that I use is on a sliding scale. You pay based on what your listenership is. Mm-hmm. And the tier changes at like 10,000.
Oh,
like, you know, so like the one that I'm on goes like up to 10,000. So that's pretty good. So you would be on the verge of, you know, having to pay more money because you'd be hitting that bandwidth.
My data in the server is starting to kind of get hot. So we need to kind of scale this back a little bit. That's pretty cool. I mean, that means that, and none of our show hosts or previous guests that you might be listening to this episode, your voice has been played at least 10,000 20,000 times over all over the world. It's pretty insane.
That's horrifying.
My voice is guaranteed to have been played over 70,000 because I'm like the Peter Griffin of this show. I'm on every episode. So yes, it's terrifying. So if I've ever said anything, I'm not sorry for it because it's already on the ethos and that was past Evan. I can't blame him for anything. So 70K downloads is pretty awesome. So thank you guys for listening. Like honestly, that's like listening to the shit out of this show. That's really cool. We're, we are downloaded in 19 different countries.
Wow.
So all over the world, not only is there 70,000 downloads, but there are people. Uh-oh, Mike dropped out because his cat turned his computer off. He'll be back in just a moment. whoops. But yeah, so that's 19 countries. That's pretty cool. And, you know, whenever we originally started the show, when the show was called Bonsai Southeast, it was me, Nate, and my buddy Mark, that has not been on in ages either. Shout out to the original, you know, three guys. You know, when we were just kind of looking at this, I thought that we would only get listeners in the Southeast and the Gulf Coast areas. And then, yeah, it's kind of stupid to think like that. Like, why wouldn't we reach that further? But yeah, like, I don't know if 19 countries is a big deal, but I mean, how many people are listening to Americans talk about bonsai, you know?
That's like almost 10% of countries.
Yeah.
If I did my math correctly, which I'm not sure that I did, but that's significant.
Math is for nerds. Math is for college graduates.
Well, I do graduate, but I still am not good at math. So.
Exactly. So anyway,
is there not geometry involved in these tree things?
I was good at geometry and trigonometry.
Yeah. I was not good at any of those things. So, so that's pretty cool. And this is crazy to me. This is just so funny. Is like, I went through like the top downloads and top listeners all over the world for our show. And, I want anyone that's, you know, everyone that's present, as far as the host goes, I don't know where Mike, if he's going to, be back in just a moment, but, I want everybody to guess what our top three countries are, starting with Carmen.
Oh, top three, the United States, Australia, and, What's the third one? Canada.
I was about to say, you better not say Antarctica. All right. Matt, how many do you think?
I'm sorry. What was the question?
Okay. Never mind. Nate, what do you think?
I think you got to throw maybe Indonesia out there, maybe.
Maybe.
They like some light lane.
Yep. Yeah. Recently, too. Yeah. So you would say this top three in addition to that?
Does portions of the U.S. count as different countries?
Feels like it sometimes.
Right? Pretty sure the U.S. is one country. I'm sorry, Nate.
No, I'm well aware of that, but yeah.
I'm just messing with you.
I kept my mouth shut on all your pronunciations, so I'm holding my punches.
Yep, I know.
You can give them to me all you want to, Evan.
So wait, you were asking what the biggest countries other than the U.S. are, or including the U.S.
So a geometry question, Matt, what is the largest country in the world?
That's not geometry.
That's geography.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
College boy over here. no, I was asking, what are the top listening countries, top three? What do you think?
I would say Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike just jumped back on. That's why he cut Matt off again this time. That's what happens when you have six people.
My bad.
No, that's okay. Mike should answer this question because I was just going to be a jerk and look at the analytics and get the load.
He's got the cheat sheet.
Yeah.
He's
going to say Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji.
Wow. Fiji's hyper specific right there. What do you think, John?
No, I was thinking the same three as Carmen.
Same three, yeah. So, yeah, really, it's U.S. at like 60%. Australia, which that's just so funny to me because like the vast majority of our best buds in the Discord chat are just Australians. I'm just like, that's pretty funny. And then I mean, this one might be kind of, you know, straightforward one is the United Kingdom's our third. So,
oh,
really?
Yeah, makes sense. I wouldn't have guessed. Well, yeah. I didn't guess. So,
and I mean, over in the Netherlands, it's pretty popular too. So, I didn't see why that wouldn't be the third.
Cool.
Canada is the fourth. It should be mentioned because that's the only one that doesn't meet the like additional ingredients, you know, less than 2% of everything else.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Canadians are the honorable mentions on this one.
Nice. Any Japanese?
We got Japanese listeners, believe it or not, but I think the majority of them are going to be Bonsai apprentices that also know me, Mike, Carmen, or anybody else related to the show.
They're probably going, oh God, what are they talking about this time? And then like whacking their heads into a wall.
Yeah. So thank you guys that are apprenticing in Japan listening to us. But if there's any other Japanese listeners out there, that's really cool. You know, we have listeners all over the world, like I said, 19 countries. So I don't want to go through the list, but, you know, so top three episodes of this year were episode 77 with three great trees for beginners, and then episode 80 for two more great trees for beginners, and then episode 70, which surprised me, Wisteria for Bonsai. That was a hit. I don't know why. Yeah. Apparently people like Wisteria, and they're cool, and they're goofy looking if you don't do anything with them, but if you take your time with them, they could be something interesting. And then top three of all time, this shouldn't be a surprise because this is just the way podcasts work, but episode 12, our transition, the five things that we wish we knew before we started Bonsai with me and Mike, episode 1 with Yamadori Collection with me and Nate, and then episode 2, Bonsai Misconceptions with me and Mark. So yeah, just, I don't think those top three of all time are really changed because most people have told me they just start from the very beginning. And then I always tell them, I'm so sorry you start from the very beginning of this. And
yeah, but
what do you
think about the fourth one?
You know, I don't know. I haven't looked to see what the fourth one is.
It's
in a long
I'm
time.
Looking at it right now. It's episode 77, three great trees for beginners and their care guides.
Oh, you know, like, is that too clickbaity? Are we being that way?
I think we have to be, because otherwise people are like boring.
Yeah, well, I mean,
do
people
you like money.
Yes.
I mean, these are great trees. You guys have five great trees for beginners, and that's that's apparently very popular. So species lists like that. I mean, that's kind of,
we should just keep doing trees for beginners. Just a whole podcast of trees for beginners.
I know,
stick
right?
With what works.
It's like this podcast show is for beginners or something.
Yeah, three more trees for beginners. That's what
we'll
call it.
Let's keep doing three more.
Every episode, three more.
An additional three more. We promise to keep bringing three more trees every time that we talk on the show.
Hey, it could at least be a segment. I'm just saying.
It could be. Yeah.
It's like chicken soup for the soul, but for bonsai.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, let me go into the chat. Anyone in the chat so far? Let's see what we got going on. Started in Bonsai this summer, and I've gotten so much more mileage from the archive of little things. Thank you, Nick, for saying that. Like, I'm guessing that's going to be relevant to all the vast number of topics that we cover. I actually saw someone make a post on Instagram the other day, said that the Bonsai, being a Bonsai practitioner and a parent, was relevant to them, and they showed their chaos in their life. That was a really cool post. That was by Eddie Fernandez, and I like that. That was really cool, man. I like seeing that post, that, you know, knowing that things like that resonate with people. That's what really matters. And also knowing that people are able to kind of use it like the archive like that. And me and Matt have talked about this in the past. If there was some way to kind of organize it and make it kind of like, maybe we'll make recommendations, like if you're brand new to Bonsai, these are the episodes you should listen to, or maybe highlights from those episodes. I don't know how much a pain in the ass it would be to go back and find chunks of episodes. Probably take a long time, right?
Huh? Oh, like to go get chunks of episodes? Yeah, it probably would be. There was a while there where I was trying to like grab the word of the week. Remember when you used to do word of the week?
Who misses that?
That way, like, there could be like a, you know, oh God, everybody's sick episode, you know, that could be just comprised of word of the week segments. But yeah,
that sounds terrible. You know, I mean, should we bring back word of the week? Was that even like
John misses it? So
yeah,
maybe we do.
Yeah.
We should resurrect the "So you got a bonsai for Christmas" episode in a couple of weeks, because it's going to happen all over again.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a different approach. And it sounds so foreboding when you say it that way, Carmen. You're just like, it's going to happen again.
It's going to happen again.
That's two Christmas trees that are going to die on you this year.
That's okay. Let's move on from that. I would be able to recognize your voices in a crowd, I guess, because we're all so distinct. That comes from John to everybody. Just because, I mean, some of us are from the South, and we got one Midwesterner here. So I don't even know what that is, but
Midwestern?
That accent, whatever that would be.
It's
Matt, you're from New Jersey, aren't you?
Ugh, gross. Don't ever say that.
You're from New Hampshire, aren't you?
No, I'm from Pennsylvania.
I knew you're from a New England state, but yeah, and then John,
that's not New
with
England,
a California accent. But
wait, yeah. What is the state, Matt?
Pennsylvania.
I said New England state.
I love it, man.
God, this guy can't pronounce words, and he doesn't know anything about the United States.
What is Pennsylvania technically? Is that the Midwest technically?
No, it's just its own thing.
It's just Northeast, you know?
Where's the cutoff for the New England
states?
I thought it was a little bit
New York. New York.
New York is the cutoff?
I thought it was New York.
I don't know.
I'm saying New York is the cutoff. That's no longer New England.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Massachusetts,
Connecticut
Rhode Island.
Is the last one. Connecticut's the last one.
Mm-hmm. This is the content everybody came for.
So Chris says the great Trees for Beginner episodes are awesome. I always love the episodes where y'all do critiques on trees at shows that you use for points of reference. Those have helped me out a lot to get better at developing my eye for bonsai design. Yes, we need to bring back going to shows and taking pictures and critiquing trees. We debated whether or not critiquing trees was a douchey thing to do, but it's not, according to some professionals.
Here's the other thing, is maybe not from a show, but maybe just have people go back to submitting trees. Or we just put our own trees up. Because I do think I can see how it can seem kind of a little, you know, I can see how people can feel a certain way.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I think one of the biggest concerns that we had for a little while there, and this was between me and our hosts here, was that like some of the trees that we would critique would also be by like really renowned other practitioners that like were like,
are
those
we are
even
the best ones to critique?
Yeah, yeah, those are the ones to trash. You're just really taking down a peg or two.
Yep. You're like, wait, can we talk about this guy's tree or this lady's tree? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. They don't know. They probably don't even listen to the show. So who gives a shit? You know, so. Yeah.
I mean, we don't ever just like totally tear a tree apart. Usually we're pretty good at saying what we like about it and then like what we would do differently or what we would improve or, you know, I think we're fairly,
lenient enough. There are some times that I felt like I might have gone a little too far in recommending like, changing an angle or cutting off a, you know, certain section of a tree. But I mean, that's.
Yeah. Are you saying anything that you wouldn't say if you were standing in front of it together at a show?
No.
Yeah. No. So just because it's recorded for posterity, you know, that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I look at it this way too, is like, if we're going to be at the show and we're looking at it with an analytical eye and someone walked up to me and was like, what do you think about this tree? I've had people do this to me where they're like, what do you think of this tree? And they know it's their tree. I know it's their, I know it, that they're trying to trick me. And then I'll give them my hard critique on it. And they're like, so that happens too. People in Discord say we like the critiques and stuff. We'll keep bringing this critiques back. Nick VSC said because of the Little Things podcast, My dad is getting a bald cypress for Christmas. So Evan has to bring up bald cypresses every episode. It is a rule. And that's just
you made up that rule.
I did. But also Nate is a bald cypress man as well. So I think I have a little bit of, you know, support in this in my, my bald cypress, not addiction, but, but acquaintance with, I guess, because
affinity for sure.
Affinity. That's the
there
best word.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all of my favorite trees were collected by Nate. So, just put it out there, bud. In fact, I do have something to show you after. One of our bonsai best buds actually sketched up an image of some of the trees I need to show you. I'll just share it later on. It's Jody Hughes. That's probably the simplest last name in the world. But he's a tattoo artist and he also drew some of the trees. I thought it was pretty awesome. So, but yeah, that's really cool whenever we even get like people submitting things like, hey, you know, here's a cool take on this tree or that or concept that you guys talk about. I've always thought that was really neat. Bald cypresses are the best. I'm sorry, guys. There's nothing we can do about it.
No comment.
They're the best deciduous conifer.
I'm not saying I don't like them.
In the world of two deciduous conifers in the United States. So for our hosts, is there any moments starting with, we'll start from the top, like going, you know, Mike or Carmen or whatever, whoever. Like I guess there's no bracketing system here. What are moments in the show? What is your favorite episode or memory that you can think of? Only one, please, because we'll be talking here for hours. So starting with Mike.
Ooh, that's a good one. Trying to think. I don't think it's any just one episode. I think it's the ones where we've been like the most, where we've kind of just let the chips fall where they will. And we just kind of opened up and said things how we really felt. And there's been like two or three, I can't remember which episodes they were, but I always do really enjoy that when we kind of just throw caution to the wind. And those are always exciting.
Kind of like your quote, like philosophical, you know, Mike Lane, the monk kind of feeling episodes. How some of the bonsai best buds have said it. They're like, sometimes Mike just goes off and he just, like you said, lays it all out. And I'm like, yeah, well, if you get him talking long enough, you eventually get there.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But man, I tell people all the time when they're talking about podcasts, like the only ones I care about, and it's something I try and do for my own show a lot, is like authenticity is key. Like if you're going to be fake or like overprotected, like it reeks of it all the time. And ain't nobody got time for that, you know? So showing up and being like authentic like that, I mean, it should be no surprise that that's something that is appealing to people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Carmen, what's your favorite little things moments?
I'm actually looking through the episodes right now because I can't remember what happened this year versus last year. I actually really enjoyed when we went off on the whole bonsai fridge concept.
Yeah.
and
summer dormancy. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun topic to
challenge. I've got some fridge-related ideas up my sleeve, actually. Again, one of those things I'm not going to just blab out to the universe at the moment, but the bonsai fridge has not left my mind. I have some fun experiments I might try, but a bonsai fridge, and then, you know, Jimmy John's versus Subway. Great conversation.
Subway.
Oh my
I was
God.
Out. I wasn't even in it for I wasn't even here. Jimmy John's is literally the like most bland sandwich.
Jimmy John's versus Subway.
If you walk into Subway, you walk out smelling like Subway for the
like
rest of the
time.
I don't want that.
You leave smelling like flavor. If you have Jimmy John's.
Okay. Bonsai buds, weigh in the chat, please.
Yeah.
Jimmy John's or
we need to settle this right now.
Wait, do you know that the smell in a Subway is artificial? They pump the smell of the bread in.
It's disgusting. They should change it.
They should. You know what? I'm just saying that the sandwich is clearly better. It's the Parmesan bread. I mean, I've never seen a Parmesan bread come from Jimmy John's.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris says Jimmy John's all the way. The subway smell situation.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you're dead to me, Chris. Thank you.
No.
JS Plus is on your side.
You know what? One of the guys I work with, my technician at work, he calls it James Jonathan instead of Jimmy John's. He's like, oh, you're waiting for your James
you're
Jonathan?
For James
I was like,
Jonathan?
Yeah.
Bonsai Samurai says Subway.
Thank you.
I'm going to put my two cents in.
Okay.
And
wait, Micah's here for Jimmy John's.
Whoa. What about Quiznos? Does anyone remember?
What?
Bro, he doesn't even make
another
the list.
Complication
Thank you.
This.
Get out of here.
Welcome to the Bonsai Podcast. What's better, Jimmy John's, Subway, or Quiznos? I used to really like the Angus thing over at Quiznos until I realized how unhealthy it is.
The prime rib. You a health guy?
Not a health guy, but dude, I was wondering why I felt so sick after every time I go to a Quiznos. That's because that's the only thing I ate there. But all right, I'm gonna weigh in. I'm pass over to Nate in a second, but weigh in on the Subway thing. Subway hot tuna,
yes,
you know, spicy
hot tuna.
Tuna. Yep,
thank
I'm strange.
Oh, spicy. Yeah. I thought you meant like warm.
No, warm hot
tuna.
And
like
spicy
an
tuna.
Oven baked tuna. I'm with them.
Hell,
get
yeah.
out of here.
No. Yep.
Get that
I quit
mayonnaise.
This podcast.
Get that mayonnaise nice and hot. Get hot mayonnaise.
All right, Nate. What's your favorite little things moment?
God.
And also Subway, Jimmy John's, or Quiznos.
Well, tuna melt, John, a tuna melt's different. I'm just going to say, John, in the comments, like, tuna melt. Yes, that's a different thing than hot tuna. Ugh.
Well, so po' boy stuff around here is not, I'm sure, is like it is anywhere y'all are. We have a lot of Dollar Generals, but not a Quiznos, not a Jimmy John's. So Subway is really the only thing I can reference.
Gotta eat
that's
fresh.
You live in a land of reason.
Well, there you go, Mike, right?
You do.
Hey, for me, going to exhibitions or conventions, I think the podcast has made people be able to approach, Evan or you guys, and not that you guys are difficult to approach by nature, but people recognize your voices. And I can't tell you how many times I know in St. Louis at Central, people came up to Evan and just, John in the same way, same fashion, just being able to come up and share and just feel like you know the person already. But I know on a personal sense, it seems like so much has happened and, whether it be Carmen or Evan or Mike since the podcast has started, personal lives have changed so much. That may not be quite what you're looking for. Like, what's the podcast moment? But in a personal sense, it's been cool to see how much has changed and how much has happened. But the consistency of the podcast has remained. It's been neat.
Yeah, this is how
thanks.
Little things has touched.
Yeah,
Nate Murray.
Thanks, Nate.
Yeah, I really appreciate
and
it.
And the Laurent, Mike, the Laurent realness and Laurent being Laurent and you just
being
you're
raw.
Always a guy who is really introspective and that to me was, and even Carmen, some things with your apprenticeship, y'all are just, and Matt alluded to it, just how genuine and how real you guys are. I think people gravitate to that.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, that's great, man. I mean, that's why I listen to podcasts. Like, I'm always interested in the ones where people are themselves and, you hear them talking to each other, not just reading a whole script, so.
Yeah. So, Matt, you have heard every single bit of audio from our show.
Yeah,
you should
I
be
sure
a
have.
Master. You should have this stuff down pat. You have a list on your wall of, like, your favorite episodes of Little Things. What is your favorite Little Things moment?
Oh man.
I want to change my moment because I remember mine. Oh, it didn't make it. It didn't make it onto the it didn't make it out to the public, which is okay.
is it when Carmen told everyone to suck it? Is that your favorite moment?
Suck it.
No, I think I told him to go to hell.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
Oh man.
No, yeah, we were doing an episode with me, Matt, and Carmen, and we got to the end and we're doing the things. It's like, all right, Carmen, what would you like to tell everybody? And you were like, well, and then we were like,
no, you said you were doing like, the socials call outs and you're like, hey, Carmen, can you tell everyone where they can go to find you? And Carmen goes, I can tell everyone where to go. And Evan just passed it over.
Hell.
And then 10 seconds later, I was like, wait, Carmen, did you just tell everyone to go to hell?
Yeah, I did.
Wait. That reminds me, too. I got my favorite moment. Go ahead, Matt. You just reminded me of something was so awesome. Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, honestly, for me, I'm all about the tree critiques because, I even participated in tree critiques once, which is
that was
wild.
Fun.
I think it was that episode.
I think it was that one.
I think some sort of that is a guide to me to be like, I feel like I know some stuff now just by like repetition of hearing terms and concepts and things, but like nothing has made me understand the thing more than like being like, oh, let me go look at this tree and hear what they have to say about it. And, it installs something for me. Cool. Also, any of the episodes of railing against AI were real page turners as well.
What? Did we have some of those? I missed out on that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You missed out.
Yeah, that gives me cold chills about you mentioning that because, I had a moment where I got really upset about AI. Matt was like, what was in the hell are you talking about?
especially because, as was talked about in that episode, me having all the audio, I could totally create AI versions of all your voices.
Exactly.
I actually would love to hear an AI.
Can you
make one AI podcast, please? Yeah. I want to hear what I'm
GBT,
talking about.
Can you make me a Little Things episode where...
Can you make Evan... and me funnier?
Yeah.
I wonder if AI could make Evan say all the names right.
Yeah, wonder. Or if it would purposefully just have that mispronounced.
Wow, this is Evan
names.
Pardue roast episode. Thanks. Yeah.
It'll pick up on an algorithm.
I'm glad I could be here. Thank you.
We were going to do it at Say Bonsai. I have like a special segment, the roast of Evan Pardue. This is your life. But I don't know Evan, the time and the schedule.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Evan, you got to just submit to your machine overlords.
Oh.
Machine overlords. I'm not going to give it that. Skynet is not fully developed just yet, so I'm not just yet, but
no worries.
Do you even know what Skynet is? I'm not going to dork out on you on that.
It's Terminator stuff.
Skynet is
everybody knows.
That was Bruce Willis's best film, but anyway,
what?
Yeah, I'm just messing with you.
Oh God!
No, all right.
Anyway, here we go. So Matt, I didn't think that the critiques that's the second time coming up with the critiques, so that's gonna have to be more on it because my initial thought was like, who wants to sit here and be like, I'm listening to this show and now I have to go over to freaking Instagram and look at these trees and then, me and Carmen talked about this where it's like that was one of the case study things that you did with Michael Hagedorn was critique the shit out of them. So
I love critiquing trees. We could do that every episode. I'm here for it.
Also, I think I can paint a pretty mean picture with words.
Yes, truly.
That's another concern with this show is people have always asked me, where's the live version of it? And I'm like, we love Matt a lot. We can't get rid of him. So
we can get him into a headquarters. I want those I've said it since the beginning. I want the swivel chairs. I want the mic that hangs down in front of me. I want a proper room, Evan.
Oh.
I've been asking for a year.
He's talking about the funding part of
the
it.
The work conditions
Mike
are
does not
outrageous.
Get paid enough. Yep.
No, I can't
I'm
work
not
like
worried about
anymore.
Pay. I'm not worried about paid. I'm just want our facility to be existent.
you want your villain backstory and a place to operate.
Yeah,
I get you.
You're like the musicians who, in a certain genre, I don't want to offend people who might listen to this genre, so I won't say it. But there is a certain genre of music where you'll get hired to do the gig and it'll be like, it's okay, it's going to be this much per show. And then they come back to you 2 weeks later and it's like, well, it's going to be half that because we're going to take a bus now instead of a van. And I'm like,
yes.
No, I want the money, like pay me. And then they're like, no, but you want to be on a bus, right? And I'm like,
amenities.
No, I think you want to see us. I think you want the people to see us roll up in a bus. And that means more to you than paying the band. And that's what Mike's doing. He's like,
he's on to something. We do. We need that. Yeah. I mean, we don't need it, but man, it would look cool.
Eventually,
I think we might need it.
I'll check.
I mean, little
the...
things on tour would be pretty epic.
It would.
Oh, and a bus. Oh my God.
All right. So let's put this out. Let's put this out to the to all the best buds. We're gonna have to increase your rates. for a little bit. Just by 120%. It's not a lot. It's not as bad as it sounds.
It's for swivel chairs, so.
And a bus.
And a bus. We got to pay for a bus.
Wow.
Yeah, that's I don't know what kind of bus you're thinking, and we might get just
you
like,
guys have now been upgraded to the bestest buds.
Yeah. We're going to get like a just like one of those, what is it? The classic like Chrysler vans with a sliding door on the side.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
I could get a camper van.
That would be pretty cool. It'd be a little cramped, but I don't mind. I don't mind bunking with someone.
Going on tour.
All right,
in the
Mike
van.
And Mike and Evan, you guys are bunking together.
Yeah. Heads and tails.
Boys are going to be boys.
Oh, boy.
This is getting weird.
Pillow bites.
God.
Jesus.
Got real quiet.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. This is what they're here for, the content. That, you know, bonsai trees are great, but they are here for the content this week. So anyway, I forgot where I was going with that. But anyway, so if you guys
Ooh,
made me think
bonsai,
a little bit.
Bonsai Samurai says to go to Hawaii. Okay.
Listen, he's right. I agree.
Yeah, let's
And they've agreed to fund the trip.
So swivel chairs and tour bus are out the window because plane tickets to Hawaii.
Okay, let's go.
But anyway, so that reminded me real quick of my bonsai moment. I'm just going to go ahead and say it real quick.
Oh, yeah. What's yours?
So Matt actually took this and edited it and put it on the end of an episode, and I thought it was absolutely hilarious. The final Jeopardy quote from Mike.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Yeah.
For just a minute. What's that background noise?
Jeopardy.
Okay.
It's final Jeopardy though, so you're okay.
Oh, okay.
It's almost over.
Oh God, that makes me laugh every single time I think about that, because I'm like, Mike, what is that? And you're like, oh, it's Jeopardy, but don't worry about it, it's final Jeopardy. And it's like, yeah, you're like letting us
it'll
know.
Be over, it'll be over in a minute.
I'm like, dude, we're recording a podcast show. They got Jeopardy on the back, but I'm like, you know what? I'll let it pass because it's just, freaking hilarious.
Yeah. Man.
This is our life.
I wish I could remember what episode that was. I should grab it and put it like in here, like in the episode, in this episode.
Should.
If you can find it. Yeah.
If we could like put that in whenever Evan is doing new names too.
It's Final Jeopardy.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be new names.
It could just be it could be just people's names. I'm going to go on a first name basis. Nobody have a complicated first name. Chris says he would listen to a full episode of Outtakes. I don't know if you want to hear that.
I would also listen to that.
There has been both screaming, laughing too much, and crying in our Outtakes. I don't know if you want to hear all of that. So, sorry, Carmen, I was just making funny.
It's fine. Yeah, I know what you were doing. I know
what you were doing.
I'm going to cry about it.
So many of the outtakes would be Carmen having to let her cat in or out of the room.
Yeah.
There you go.
Literally. My cat.
Thinking to look and see if I had to let a cat in, but I think I'm good.
Yeah, my cat literally just turned my computer off a minute ago. That's why I was gone.
That was hilarious.
And again,
that's
we had
really
a good
cool.
laugh.
They're terrible. And then my other cat just took a poop somewhere, and it smells heinous in this house all
currently?
Of a sudden. Yeah, it just happened somewhere in,
so
around me. There's a poop.
You.
I don't know where.
I can smell it. There's a poop in the house somewhere.
There's a poop somewhere.
For our listeners in chat, if there's a favorite episode or moment, go ahead and drop them in there real quick. And then, John, do you have a moment? I know you've been muted for a little while, but.
Yeah, no, not a specific episode, but you kind of stole my thunder a little bit earlier. I really like the little segments you guys do, whether it's the word of the day or I laughed every time Matt did the science effect.
And that was my idea, by the way.
That was Evan's idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that
because I'm clever
that was
like
great.
That.
Great. Yeah. And then also you guys were doing hot takes for a while. Those were pretty fun.
I love a hot take.
Yeah, I love some hot cakes.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to have to go over and get
my
some
favorite
next time.
The hot take.
No, yeah, the hot takes are cool. We have to prepare for those. I have to have some notes set aside so I know my limits. But yeah, we'll bring back some hot takes.
I have to mentally prepare.
No limits. I think no limits.
No limits.
I'm not good at being mean in public. I'm only good at being mean behind closed doors.
Oh, but, man.
Are you saying you're a keyboard warrior or something? I don't know what you mean by that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good at... I feel like my hot takes are too mean to say on a podcast, so I don't...
No way. I like it.
J.A.S. Potts says this might be his favorite moment right now. Oh, I mean, I love living in the moment. Yeah. So, you know, doing these episodes like this episode with like best buds in chat, it's pretty cool. I mean, we might not be able to organize it all the time because of, you know, all the different time zones and stuff, but there might be a possibility on some special guest episodes. I know me and John talked about some possibilities, things like this coming up in the near future. We were kind of talking about planning out for next year. So maybe that would be cool.
What's that thing where people like throw gifts at you and money and stuff?
My birthday?
TikTok.
No, but when you're like AI reels. Yeah, when you're like streaming.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about being like on a Twitch?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, and you're just.
Fans?
Do we need to switch? Maybe we need to switch to Twitch.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, I don't know anything about it.
One more cup of coffee and I'm going to start twitching. So.
Oh, girl.
I mean, also, OnlyFans is not out of the,
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's
Has
what
anybody
I said.
Thought about doing a group of that? Can you do a group OnlyFans? Never mind.
Mike, I don't see why not.
This is going too far. I don't know.
All right. We're
reining
it in.
I've had this idea for years. It doesn't have to be weird. It can just be bonsai.
That's true. I think that's how it originally started, and then it got.
Yeah,
like,
and then it.
It's,
you know.
It's not explicitly supposed to be.
It's not explicitly explicit.
No. Exactly. Yeah, there you go. Not. There you go. You can pay for extra content. You like that? Yeah. Anyway, so Mark Melitit, he said that he wanted to throw something in there too. He said he's a newbie, but he loves the science episodes, not specifically the echo of science of my voice going into space, but just the concept of it. You know, and I know that me and Carmen talk about this, and I know I'm like pushing her to write more stuff about like for our science episodes, and you're just like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. And I'm like, well, people like those episodes instead of just being so hardcore into the bonsai aesthetics or the critiquing. The science is important too. Mm-hmm. And I think they're cool, but I know they're kind of nerve wracking to get together.
It's just time. I just have to actually sit down and do it. And that's hard.
It takes school.
That's the worst part. But
it takes referring back to textbooks. And
yeah. I actually have to like reread things.
Yeah.
But it's I would like to do more because I do like those and I do think they're really important.
It's like sitting down with your child and he needs help with his homework and you're like, I have to think about this again.
It's like, I have to read your book first, please. Yeah.
Yeah,
we've hit that stage.
He also said, also, you guys all have great radio voices.
Thank you. Wow.
Well, thank you.
But... then this is just like one of our guests. He just kind of shout out said Jonas could seriously do NPR. And I always kind of pick at Carmen. She has the NPR voice of the group. Cause I don't know what my voice, I sound like some regular old like radio host trying to make it with like fart noises and like horns and explosion sounds like on command. But
I do want more sound effects. You did tell me, when we first started that Bonsai Wire, so the podcast with Michael Hagedorn and Jonas and Andrew and John and sometimes me, you always said that was the NPR of Bonsai podcasts.
And I still feel that way. They're so serious.
They're so so professional, so serious.
Yeah,
so calm always.
Now let's bring in the next tree.
The ads were the best with Bonsai Wire.
Oh yeah.
My god, I know, my favorite was like the one with like the little leaf shape clipper thingy. That's great. That's a good one.
You know,
that's awesome.
John Eads.
Yeah,
that's a voice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that dude's got the radio voice, and I might have to just hit up John and get him to do some more ad reads.
Shout out to John.
Yeah, John Eads of Left Coast Bonsai. What's up, bro? Yeah, we would like some more commercials from you, please. What were you saying, Matt?
Oh, I was going to say John could just do all the ad reads.
Yeah. And also, he makes your editing really easy from my understanding.
Yeah, that was, yeah, his ad was just like, oh, it's the right volume, right mix between music. He put his own music on. It was, mm-hmm. it was something.
He used to edit the podcast for Bullseye Wire. So,
oh, cool. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, maybe one of the hardest things about editing this podcast is whatever little music clip I put before the ad reads takes me like 10, 15 minutes to figure out what the right one is.
Oh my gosh.
Nick says, whenever John signs off for the Blue Dot sessions, like they say who does the music for their show, which their music's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Our music is pretty good too. The person who made our audio for that sounds like he knows what he's doing. But also reminds me of Tiny Desk concerts from NPR whenever they kind of come in. I was referring to Mike. Do you remember making our opening track?
I do. Yeah, it was a real crazy night, late night.
I was like, Mike,
kidding.
What you got together for me, Mike? You're like,
I made it in like five. Yeah.
you should make another one and make it like sillier,
groovy.
So it's very serious, which is fine. I like it very much.
Yeah.
But.
No, I want to make it a little more like Berlin underground techno.
Yeah.
You know, a little darker.
So,
sure.
Like maybe with like a tornado siren in the background.
Ooh, yeah.
That's gonna make all of our older listeners love our show when as soon as they turn on their volume all the way up because they can barely hear. anyway. But yeah, so I think we're doing pretty good, you know, for as far as like the stuff that we've done with the show, the topics that we've covered. I don't know. I remember I was talking to Carmen about this a little bit earlier, and there's like a list of topics for each episode that we've done, like as far as the bonsai styles and the science episodes. Sorry. The guests that we have on and stuff. And we also kind of need some feedback from our best buds and just people in general. If you want to hit me up on Instagram or email me and, tell me what you guys want more of, and we'll definitely do more of that. We'll keep tracking like different series types that we do for the show, and then I'll give me a better idea that will make planning my year a lot easier. But just, you know, some spoilers coming up for next year. We're gonna have some more guests on, of course, so just some light notes of so guests to expect. We're gonna have Aaron Packard of the Pacific Bonsai Museum is going to be on in the near future. Jonas is making a return. Surprise. Yay. Then Sylvia Smith, one of our say bonsai people that we're going to be promoting here. And then David DeGroot. I think it's DeGroot, isn't it? DeGroot.
We had him on before.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We got some returning guests, which
nice,
is awesome.
Nice.
You know, We can't let Jonas and Guy be the only like two, and we have Laurent like two times as well. So that's really cool. But yeah, expect more guests in the near future, more expansive topics on the trees that you guys love. So you guys like, don't be scared to drop suggestions for us to do certain episodes and stuff like that. As we get back to looking at a weekly release because it did feel weird to not release episodes for a short while there.
I've really missed recording. It's been very strange.
I know Matt's been missing it. So
what kind of,
see, this is why we need video as well.
His expression was
just like, what, that doesn't matter. Although, you know, I will say sometimes it's very easy. In a lot of ways, like often it's like just kind of getting all the tone right and then letting it play along while I sit here and like play Game Boy for a while. And then like when I hear something, be like, oh, that sounds weird, let me do it. But there had been something in Carmen's mic for a long time that sounded like she was burping a lot.
Oh.
Like just these like little tiny things. And so I started having to like watch to be like, oh, there's something coming up, let me cut that, you know.
Has it stopped?
Yeah, I think like since you moved, it has. I've also changed the process just like a little bit here recently. So
I wonder what it was.
Are we sure she wasn't burping?
Yeah, therapy congestion.
I don't know. I'm questioning myself now. Like, do I talk weird? Like, because like maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something.
No, I think I think it's like just I don't know. Like you like typing or something. I don't know. It could be any sound like getting through your mic, but like it just became a thing for a while, and I was like, oh man, now I gotta like actively watch as this goes along. But
have we double checked that's not just Evan grunting or like agreeing?
No, it's in Carmen. It's in Carmen's channel, so it's hers.
I'm just burping, sorry. Yeah.
This podcast is supported by Bonsai Bar, the beginner bonsai workshop popping up in breweries all across the Northeast. Bonsai Bar is 2 hours of tiny tree goodness disguised as a night out with friends. Come grab drinks, create a new tree, and watch as your friends and family get the bug for bonsai. Bonsai Bar is always looking for teachers and assistants, and you listen to this podcast, so you're probably already qualified. Bring your knowledge out to the bar. Apply today. Find event tickets, contact info, and more at bonsaibar.com.
I have gotten better at the whole thing when someone's talking and I'm just like,
Yeah.
That's
the thing.
That is a pet peeve of my own. Trust me. I have to sit here and consciously be like, don't agree to everything. Just let it flow. But yeah, that's just the way it is. And it's also just part of the whole thing where I just can't shut the hell up sometimes. I just keep rambling. So
what do you mean?
I don't know, right? And so I feel like we've drugged this out for long enough. I know what you guys are here for. For those who have submitted to the scholarship. So if you guys are ready, are y'all ready to move on to announcing our winner?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Yeah. Matt, you're going to go back and edit this later on, so we need some like some dramatic stuff going on right here.
Let's go.
Yeah, like yeah, so,
Mike. Or do you want some like
drum rolls, some like
do you want drum rolls or like epic trailer like, music?
Oh, epic trailer.
I think that's bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And, yeah, oh, and if you could do like maybe a little exposition.
All of it.
Oh, gosh. I don't know about that. Mike, you're like the big ideas guy, and then like you disappear, and then it's like, well, you know.
Oh.
Mike has a lot of wants and not a lot of, you know.
No.
Oh, everyone's getting roasted on this one. Jeez.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
But I think I have made everybody wait long enough. And by the time this episode drops, the people who have not listened, who could have possibly been awarded this scholarship, also are like on the edge of their seat. So, you know, this was a really, really cool thing to do. Apart from, you know, the show reaching episode 100. And like we said, we wanted to make this really special. And I just want to go ahead and thank once again our sponsors, people who helped put this together. You know, thank, of course, the little things and the Patreon support to supply the fund, the $200 funds from that. Thank you, Douglas Green, owner of Underhill Bonsai. Very, very generous, matching the little things amount. And then thank you, John, with Joshua Roth. Thank you, John. Wherever you're at.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. And he must
love it. No, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, just so people can hear your voice again one more time. but yeah, thank you so much. And you're submitting $200 worth of tools. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So they can select whatever they want, right, John?
Yeah. Once I find out who this winner is, because I don't even know, guys. So once the big announcement's made, I will connect with who the winner is and figure out what to get them.
Yep. Cool. And then we talked. Well, I talked to Oscar Jonker. He was another returning guest, which was really cool. And I just kind of talked to him after we were done recording. I was like, "Do you want to contribute?" And he was like, "Definitely." $200 of Bonsai Empire. Like, guys, that's like 12 hours of content. That's insane. You're going to be masters at the end of this. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, I want to, again, thank all of our sponsors for putting up their own little contributing their own thing to it. And you know, we got, as far as the essays go, I think we had counted, me, Carmen, and John went through them, and I think we, how many we have, like 20?
22, right, 21, 22? 20, something, yeah, it was a fair number, yeah.
I thought it was around 27, though.
Maybe 20, I don't remember.
It was in the
20s. It was a lot.
Yeah, because I kept finding more of them and forwarding them, and I had forwarded all of them to Carmen as I got them, and then all of a sudden I had to forward them all again, so it might have been duplicates of that, I don't know. But we saw everyone's bonsai story, and I'm just going to say, like, you know, because I know Carmen and John had the privilege of reading them as well, is that, you know, I've just really, really loved reading these stories. I loved how each of these stories, we had episodes that you guys related to, or topics that you told me about or told us about that inspired you to do, you know, the next level with a certain bonsai or a certain species, or, you know, and that stuff is really, really awesome. The community that is building from just listening to the show alone is really, really great. We want to thank you guys so much for putting everything together and just being really, really, like, open and honest about how y'all approach bonsai, you know, starting with where y'all's first tree came from, where you know, I had got some life stories that were very inspiring as well about, like, how bonsai carried them through life and what they think bonsai could do for them. And, you know, each of our hosts here, bonsai has done certain things for our life. You know, like, I've said this before, like, bonsai has brought me more places than I thought I'd ever be. You know, I used to be just some hometown Louisiana boy, and I'd never been to, you know, all the places I've traveled to. And it's just because of bonsai. It's crazy to me, you know? So yeah, I love to see the stories, and I hope that, that this scholarship will, when we award it, will help that person further their education and also give them the supplies that they need. So,
You go
ahead first.
I was going to say, if anybody wants to use their apprenticeship, or their scholarship rather, to come to my garden and weed and yep.
That's all weed. Nobody's coming over my
Mike's
car.
Books no, are
that's
wide
like
open.
that's like Mr. Miyagi, and you got to wash the car first and all that. It's a lot of there's a lot of discipline there. It's important.
There is. Mm-hmm.
It's very important to the bonsai training.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Go watch The Karate Kid again, Carmen. I mean, no. I'm telling you, that's how it goes.
No.
Absolutely not. No, I just wanted to say, sorry, Mike. It was really great reading everybody's stories, and there were a lot of people who kind of bared their souls in their writing. And honestly, I wish it was really hard to choose any one person to give this to. I wish we had enough to give to every single person who wrote in. And I guess that is maybe a goal for the future, is maybe we can do this bigger and better again another time. So, or reach more people. So just thank you to everybody who wrote in. And I'm excited to give somebody this opportunity, and I'm excited for the, kind of the inspiration to me to, you know, want to do more of this kind of thing. So, yeah, that's been great.
Can I add to that a little bit?
Yeah, of course, John.
Yeah. So, you know, like Evan mentioned, I read through, all of the submissions as well. And I just want to encourage everybody that did submit something. I can very honestly say that every single submission would have been worthy of the prize, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, unfortunately, this time only one person is going to get the goods. But, you know, if you're not to that one person, I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Don't feel like you were any less than the person that did win, because every single one of them was very much deserving of the goodies. So
absolutely.
I hope the little things continues to do this, and there'll be future opportunities. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, is, you know, hopefully this is something we can continue doing. I didn't get to read the entries. I will hopefully get a chance to at some point, but I actually got started doing bonsai professionally by winning a scholarship. So,
wow.
in Florida for $2,000, and that was allowed me to go with Eric and travel to Mexico and learn from Mauro Stenberger and Min Swan Lo and a bunch of teachers at the time that, you know, were just starting out themselves. And that was really, really crucial to me starting out. So hopefully we continue doing this, because I do think it's a great idea. And I do think it's a big help to get people started in this this lifestyle.
Any other input from Nate or Matt?
I would say that much to Carmen's point about like hoping you could do it again sometime or whatever. I think that it definitely, I mean, much like the show, I think that there is room for the scholarship to grow. I did not read any of the entries either. It would have been lost on me. But I guess what I would say about that is just that based on the way the show has grown, I think that it can only be expected that like this is like the first time you're doing it.
Uh-huh.
And like sometime you will look back on like this episode of announcing a winner and be like, man, remember when we were only able to do this, but it was still impact, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you'll be able to like see this back someday and be like, oh yeah, it was so small then.
Yeah, we could even add in some things like we were doing for the top tier. I didn't even think of this, but we could always add in
shirts and
Zoom,
stuff.
Zoom sessions or whatnot, or yeah, something like
that.
Like
a private lesson and a little bit of swag. And
I'd be willing to do that. That'd be really cool.
So, Nate, you got anything before we drop this big
great
bomb?
Stuff. Great stuff. I'm just ready to hear you pronounce another name, brother.
Oh yeah,
dude. I'm gonna give it my best. If this one's got to be, this has got to be the best. Evan's gonna be Oprah handing out these scholarships out in no time.
Yep,
especially with all the
anyway.
Are you not gonna do an Oprah impression?
And you get a scholarship, and you get a scholarship, and you get a scholarship.
Carmen's gonna do it for me, apparently, because
you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. But so this person is what we have come to determine is most deserving of it this time around, of the Little Things scholarship. And that person is, big drum roll, guys, anticipation, hold your breath, that person is Josh Allen Sylvia J.A.S. Potts.
Nice.
Congratulations. We found your story to be inspiring and endearing, and we wish you the best, and we hope that this scholarship will help you further your education in bonsai, and you can seek out the bonsai masters and teachers that you would like. Thank you so much for being a supporter of the show, and like we said, thank all of the Bonsai Best Buds for supporting the show and submitting stories or just being here in support. I know there's people out there that told me too. They were like, yeah, I could have submitted this story, but I talked to some people in person. They were like, but why would I do that? I'm like, well, you get stuff. But congratulations, Josh. We will be contacting you, or I mean, you're here in the chat.
Did we get him the big check like we talked about? The giant?
We should have gotten the big check.
Next time.
Where do I get big checks made? No. Where do I get big checks made?
And how much is a big check? It costs exactly the same amount as the scholarship.
All right. You guys could Ed McMahon the next one and just show up at somebody's house.
Yeah. I like this idea.
Like, never mind. I'm not going to go into that.
No. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to incite violence or anything. That's what you're talking about. But anyway. Yeah. Okay. So Josh just dropped in. I'm going to read it off because he says, kind of speechless, thank you so much. I really don't know what to say. The Bonsai community has done so much for me and continues to, and I can't wait to give back as much as I can. And that's why you are our Little Things scholarship winner, is because those kind words. Yeah. Thank you guys, so much.
You guys should have Josh on for the next episode.
We should.
Like, you need to have like the winner as guest.
Oh, yep. My God. And he will. Yeah. Hopefully we roast. We do a little roasting on this show.
I think he's aware.
All right.
What about even to arrange him for Say Bonsai, as all of you guys are going to be in person? Right.
It's a great idea. Okay.
Sounds like we're rushing things. You haven't even gone on the first date yet. No.
Man. Yeah.
No.
Fly him out.
Yeah. Are you going to be attending Say Bonsai? J.A.S. Potts or Josh? Let's get that in the chat. And while he answers, that just one more mention about Say Bonsai. I don't know. Says definitely going to try. I would. Yeah.
Well, now you're obligated.
Yeah, you have to. You're on the spot. You've been put on the spot now.
There is no try.
Say Bonsai 2025 will feature, I think, everyone that's you're listening to here on the show. Well, Matt, I don't know about you yet. We haven't really talked about it just yet.
I mean, I'm planning. Talked about this like five times.
Matt. Oh, no, I've talked to all of you guys about this like five times. Don't worry. That's just my anxieties coming through.
And I tell you, barring some like major touring gig coming through, it's on my calendar.
Yep.
There you go.
End of story. Like, yes. You know,
stop asking me.
Are we going to do a live podcast recording? Is this going to be when we debut our video?
Well, someone doesn't listen to the podcast when he's not on.
No. No, no, those episodes aren't my favorite. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, but Say Bonsai 2025 will feature the first time that we sit down in front of an actual, live audience, and we're going to sit there and just talk. It's going to be super exciting, you know, seeing people sit there with microphones in front of them and record, and then there's a crowd in front of us. I don't know, it would be any different from what you're hearing now, if it might. You know, it might be something, but it's going to be cool. So if you guys are attending, say, Bonsai 2025, come see the little things, come meet us in person, come look at some trees. Updates on, say, Bonsai, we've got live jazz music. That's going to be pretty interesting.
What?
Really excited.
Yeah. We've got the crawfish. We are going to have apparently they make liquor trucks that pull up on the site.
What?
Yep. Yep, this is going to be a party.
That's a Louisiana only thing. That has to be.
Will there be beignets? Perhaps.
No? Okay. Perhaps.
I mean,
whatever. It's
Carmen.
Fine.
We can head into the city. We'll just head into the city.
I'll just get you some Café du Monde beignets.
Actually, probably my favorite thing. Well, one of my favorite things at the Pacific Bonsai Expo was they had coffee vendors. So
we do have a coffee vendor, but they do not make beignets.
That's fine, as long as they make coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not coming up there. Like, I will rescind coming if there's no coffee.
Yeah, if there's no coffee, I'm out too. Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. Yep, there goes one of my headliners too. Thanks, Mike. Mm-hmm. The little things we'll be doing the live, and then I've got us down to do like a critique on the show, walk around and talk to people about their trees and do what we do on the show, but do it live. It's going to be really cool. Really fun.
I like that.
We're going to have like close to 20 vendors. I mean, it's going to be Say Bonsai last year on steroids, because Mike, you were at the previous one with you and Guy, and we're going to have Guy returning as well. I don't know if you knew about that yet.
Nice.
Yeah. So
can I bring a tree?
A
little tree?
You put it on your lap.
It has to be little, though.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's what it'll be. I don't like bringing. Even when I went to Nationals, I just brought like one Shohin tree. It was the lamest thing ever. Both times I went, they were like single Shohin trees because I didn't want to be. I didn't want to be bothered with the how difficult it was to transport. I was like, I'll just take it on the carry on. So
mm-hmm. No, I would love that if you just boxed up a simple Shohin display and flew it over here. Bam. I say fly it down.
Mike flow it over.
Fly it over here. Flown over.
Boom. Yeah.
Teleport it. Just like.
Yeah. Matt, bring your best tree too, man.
Great. Yep. Sure. Bring one of my house plants that I keep alive.
Matt.
Yeah.
Bring your guitar, Matt, and we'll play some guitar. I can play a little rhythm. There we go.
Great.
Yeah. We'll put your potted plant on the front table so people can see it when they approach the show.
Wonderful.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Yeah.
I would just like to point out in the chat that there's been a suggestion for Matt to create a full Jeopardy trivia board of bonsai categories and clues for us to compete in a Jeopardy themed episode. Yes.
Get Jonas to host it.
Yeah, for that silky smooth voice. Or maybe we could get John. I bet John would do it.
Yeah, John Eads. Yeah. I mean, I think Jonas is a little bit more Jeopardy, honestly. I feel like John's more Family Feud.
Oh, yeah.
No, what you need is whoever is going to be the like Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek from SNL.
Yeah.
Whoever can do pull that off, that's who needs to host.
Yeah, that's awesome. But that is awesome. I second that.
Yep. We're in. Let's do it.
So, yeah, this was a great time, guys. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Thank you to all the best buds that popped into the chat and had some things to say. I mean, like we said, I saw some of the messages a little bit earlier on. Here's to 100 more. And if we could run 100 more episodes of a bonsai show of us just rambling on about, bonsai topics, which is so interesting. We can do it.
There's literally 8 million other things to talk about.
Yep.
it's one of the things that like I tell people is, when you meet someone, and I'm sure this happens to a lot of people who do content creation of some kind similar to this, is like, they're like, you meet like an in-law or something for the first time, or like a family member that just, or somebody that you need to like give a good impression on. They're like, what do you do for a living? And you're like, oh shit. I'm a bonsai person. I practice bonsai.
Do you ever not tell them? Like, do you ever just say like some vague description just so you don't have to get into it?
Yeah. I say I'm a nurse.
Yeah. I'm a gardener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I teach. I'm a teacher. You know, that's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What grade do you teach? I'm like, older grades.
I'm a private tutor. Yeah.
Private tutor.
Mostly adults.
adult education classes, mostly on weekends. But no, yeah, like telling people, like I also run a bonsai podcast, and like some people who don't even get what podcasting really is, sometimes they're just like, how does that work? You know, who would want to sit there and listen to that? And then if they're here at the nursery, some people will either agree that like sitting here talking about bonsai with me for an hour or so could be the most intriguing thing, or they're just their feet are kind of turned slightly and they're just trying to walk away. So it's for them to decide whether or not they need more of that type of content in their life. It's kind of how I phrase it.
We all have a different podcast journey.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Chris says, thank you guys for doing the podcast. This episode was really fun. Really cool to be able to chat with y'all. I appreciate it. And you've helped me make lots of progress on my bonsai journey. And yes, we hope we continue to do that. Like I said, and so, here's 200 more, and the scholarship for next time, I don't know if it'll be at episode 100. I feel like we can do some different things, but we'll see what we can do with that. It depends on timing and stuff, but 100 is pretty special. But
maybe we could do something. Maybe we could do it yearly or something. I don't know.
It's possible. Like totally makes sense.
Yep. Because we get to the Christmas holidays, and that's just like a great gift that just keeps on giving, like a jelly of the month club. So anyway, so we're probably not going to really cut too much of this off of this episode, I'm guessing, right, Matt? Because, I mean, there wasn't any awkward moments. We're just going to run it as it is.
One take. That's what I like.
Yep. Dude, I love one take. Yikes.
Yeah, yep. we're going to raw take. Dog this podcast.
Raw
dog.
Yep. That's great. You're gonna have to edit your own segment.
Uh-huh.
keep it in.
Yeah, that's
what Evan always says. If you've made it this far, like you've signed up to anything.
Yes. Yep. If you have listened to the show, and if you're someone who has listened to all 100 episodes, I don't have any ribbons to give out.
Yeah, yikes.
Oh, shit. Josh is the only one that's getting the big check from this event. But if you have listened to all 100 episodes, that is really, really awesome. If you listen to front to back every episode, my God, I am sorry. But thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for 100 episodes, and we we'll probably do a Christmas thing, so don't think that the little things will be gone for long. I know we took a short hiatus to get this together, to make this happen, and we had some some things going on, you know, with, you know, just life happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Children and moving and stuff like that. So yeah, just thanks for being patient with us and putting up with all of our nonsense, and we'll get some more episodes out. I like I said, we already got some stuff scheduled, like right on the back end of this. Let's go ahead and go through all the stuff that we normally do. So anyway, if you want to check out any more content from me, if you want to hear from more of the Homer Simpson, Peter Griffin, or Morty from Rick and Morty of this show, you just can't get enough Evan Pardue. Go over to underhillbonsai.com, read my articles that I've wrote. Yes, I write articles on my website. I tell you guys that all the time, and there's like maybe three of them at a time, but you know, each year. But yeah, there's articles there. Some YouTube video stuff going on right now in my part of the world. And I'm hoping to get some more featured people on there on YouTube. So that would be really cool. So check out Underhill on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or wherever you like to go to your socials. And then, Mike, where do they check out your stuff at? We haven't done this in a while.
They can check out Facebook, Instagram, kitsunebonsai.com as well. And that's mostly where what I've been updating is those three. And got a busy year traveling, so I'll be in several states this year. So there's a lot of chances to kind of meet up and link up and work together. So I'm going to try and post those dates on the website. So hopefully if anybody's interested in that, they could find that information there.
Yep. And speaking of which, I'll be down in Florida next month doing some stuff. Sarasota, Orlando, and Gainesville. So, and then, yeah, for Mike, yeah, if you guys want to hit him up, I mean, traveling bonsai teacher. And you're willing to book, or you most, what's your books look like this coming year?
They're getting pretty full, but I can always tag on, I can always do the tag on trip or whatever, where I just make it one big trip. So I'll just travel from one place to the next.
Yep.
So I hired somebody to water now. So now I'm good. I can stay gone.
He's got time. Yeah. Carmen, where do they go to check out your stuff?
Well, they can go to Instagram or Facebook at Becoming Bonsai on Instagram and just, you know, my name on Facebook. I am working at getting a website, hopefully up by the first of the year. I am mostly booked for shows, et cetera, for 25, but I'm looking actively for booking out stuff in 2026. But if you're local, hit me up if you want anything, you know, if you want private consultations or work like that. I am doing that kind of stuff on the side. And don't forget to check out the Purple Pot Society, the National Women's Bonsai Group that works to inspire and encourage women to do more with bonsai.
Awesome.
Nice.
And I'm also a member of Purple Pot Society. You don't have to be a woman to support. Support your women in bonsai. Nate, and for you, where they go, bud?
Yeah, so website, The Boot Bonsai. I'm like Mike. I really don't update it nearly as much as I should, but primarily Facebook, Instagram. For me, this will be one of my busiest times of the year with collecting and folks coming in January, February. So it's an exciting time getting back in the water. You know, so it'll be some cool content that's associated with that. So
yep. That's cool.
And yeah. In case you guys are not aware, that's Bald Cypress Collecting with Nate Murray. And you said you booked quite a few weekends, and I have one weekend booked. So if you guys want to collect with Nate, I would suggest that because I don't have a lot of time for that. But yeah, go ahead, Nate.
No, just January, February. I've got a few more weekends possibly available. So just hit me up on the socials.
Yep. Matt, would you like people to check you out anywhere, or is it
you can worth check it? Me out all you want. I have, you know, a very tale of two cities approach. MattO'Donnell.com. I'm on Instagram as Matt O'Donnell. Then if you want to check out my podcast, Matt O'Donnell Wants to Know, which is just a conversation series with passionate people of all backgrounds. I tend to find that it's better to talk to people about why they're passionate about the thing they do rather than the thing they do. I like to hear those motivation stories more. That's sort of what the podcast is like. I will be putting up episode 25 on Tuesday, and that's exciting. Made it through a full year of it, and no intention of stopping anytime soon. So yeah, I would love it if anyone would check it out. It's sort of made for everybody. I try very hard not to get too in the weeds, especially when I have musicians on, to like leave people behind. But yeah, definitely. I would love any listeners that I can grab. So you can find that on, you know, wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Instagram, Matt O'Donnell Wants to Know. Also, the show is audio only on YouTube as well, if that's easiest, but whatever. It's not hard to find if you look for it. That's where you can find me.
Yep. And John, do you have anything you would like to say before we close out?
Yeah, you can find Joshua Roth stuff. Just do a search for Joshua Roth.
Yeah.
For Joshua Roth Limited. I will mention that the website is long overdue for an update. We're working on building a brand new one. That's kind of the first domino to drop. And then we'll be posting stuff on our social media. Right now, it's very, very limited stuff on Instagram and Facebook, but that's coming next year. So that's going to be a big push for us to have a bigger digital footprint. And I'll just mention that we get a lot of inquiries about buying things directly from us, but we don't sell direct to the end user. We only sell through a network of dealers. So if you're interested in Joshua Roth Tools or the Ryuga line that we also distribute in the United States, please reach out to your local bonsai professional or nursery like Underhill. You guys have been doing a fantastic job providing products to your area and online. So that's all I got. Thank you guys again.
Yeah, John. And thank you for being on. And yeah, thanks to the show host. I mean, this is insane. Six people at one time. This is not usually recommended for a podcast, but we did it. Matt, you're just not going to do anything. You're not even put effects, no opening track. You're just gonna release it, right?
I'll do that, but there should be very little. I don't know. I'm pretty judicious about sometimes when there is some crosstalk, but it seems natural, I'll let it go. So I think it's probably going to be pretty all right.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I feel like we should all be like, hooray 100 together or something, or just something cheesy. I mean, if there's like a little things chant or I don't know.
I think we just all put our hands together.
Yeah.
All touch the screen together.
On cam.
Okay.
Yeah. There we go.
One, two, three.
Go team. Oh, yeah. You guys can see that, right? Yeah. Here's to episode 100. Thanks, Bonsai Buds, for so much supporting, and congratulations, Josh. You guys have a wonderful week, and we'll catch you guys on the next one.
All right. Bye. Thanks,
everybody.
Bye.
See you guys.